You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
She's actually put forward some good ideas to make sure that that families that are in the middle class and working hard to get in the middle class can actually benefit from some of the prosperity that we're seeing in our economy right now.
During an interview with CNN last night, the vice president said Clinton has come forward with some really thoughtful approaches to deal with the issue. Biden then added that fellow candidate Bernie Sanders is presenting an authentic voice on income inequality. Biden had high praise for the Vermont senator, saying Sanders has credibility on the subject of the growing gap between the wealthy and the middle class. The mother of the affluenza teen is free on bond. Tanya Couch was released this morning in Fort Worth after posting $75,000 bond. Yesterday, a judge reduced Couch's bond from $1 million. She's been ordered to wear an ankle monitor and remain at home, except to meet with her lawyer or see a doctor. This is USA Radio News.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There are fewer Democrats in America, USA's Chris Barnes explains.
A new survey finding the share of Americans who identify as Democrats hit a record low last year. The Gallup poll finding the Democratic margin over Republicans was 29% to 26%, a slight decrease from a 30% mark in 2014. Also the lowest figure in Gallup history for Democrats. Meanwhile, the number of Americans identifying themselves as independent was 42% last year. That's a slight drop from the 2014 figure of 43%. In Washington, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The feds have issued new guidelines about when women should start getting mammograms. Dr. Electra Paska, the cancer control researcher at Ohio State University, says the recommendations are not much different than current guidelines.
They confirm that mammography is an important tool in the war against breast cancer for women ages 40 to 74.
The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force says women at average risk for breast cancer should have mammograms every other year, beginning at age 50. Previous recommendations were controversial, questioning the usefulness of mammograms for women in their 40s. Now the group says younger women should confer with their doctors about whether they need to get mammograms before age 50. The presidential frontrunners are holding double-digit leads in a new national poll. The latest NBC News Survey Monkey poll out today shows Republican Donald Trump with 38% support and Democrat Hillary Clinton with support from 52% of Democrats surveyed. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Good afternoon. It's Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters, and today we're going to sort of bounce back and forth between real estate and 55 plus, which is the second format that I'm starting up. Little explanation about that later. Let me give you what's happening weather-wise. We're looking at, I don't know if you've looked out the window yet, but we're getting some snowflakes out there. We're going to have a light dusting of snow tonight. It's going to go down to 30 degrees overnight and be sort of a chilly day tomorrow. Today wasn't bad. I got out and walked for an hour about midday. There was some sun and it wasn't windy like yesterday. But today's high was 39. Tomorrow's high is going to be 30. And then on Thursday, we're going to be back to 36. And then on Friday, a balmy 44. So it's not like we're going to get into the snow and be shoveling. It's just going to be the first taste of what we haven't seen yet this year. Jill Peters at Real Estate Matters. I'm going to go to a few commercial breaks, and then I'll be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Once again, it's Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters and our new format, 55 Plus, which is what I'm going to explain right after this next commercial break.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Once again, it's Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters. I'm with Weikert in Clinton, and I'm a residential real estate expert selling both Hunterdon and Somerset County over to roughly 287 and a few miles beyond. Right along the 78 corridor is my sweet spot. I'm based with Weikert in Clinton, and I do a weekly radio show on real estate, and since a large majority of my undertakings today are with the 55 plus market, people getting ready to retire, people already retired, people with parents that have retired trying to understand what the best options are, I've segued my Real Estate Matters in a 55 plus show. So I'm going to have 1 week being Real Estate Matters, and then the next Tuesday will be 55 plus. This happens to be a hybrid of the two. It's going to be a little bit of a recap of what's happening in the real estate market today in Hunterdon County and our neighbor Somerset. And then we're going to get into the things that matter to the 55 plus crew and what we can do in order to help them and what some of the things are available county-wise in order to help them. Really an amazing county we live in, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that as we get along. Let's start with a recap. We took a look at the month just ended, which was the month of December. We actually sold 111 houses in the month of December, and that's a startling number because the month before November we sold only 105. I think it's the first time ever that December was better than November. Well, why was that? Well, it was 60-plus degrees on Christmas Day. There's your answer. Up until, maybe a week ago, we really didn't have any frigid weather. And at that, we're getting it for a day and here and there. And I think we're going to wind up paying the piper back eventually. But for right now, it's been a fairly mild winter, knock on Formica. Hopefully, we dodge any big snow accumulation this year. But at the same time, I know people enjoy that type of weather. And I'm sure you'll get your share. This vortex, they're blaming this more on El Nino than a vortex, but typically if it's off tilt a little bit, it's warm when it's supposed to be cold, and then it's going to be cold when it's supposed to be getting warmer. So wouldn't be surprised if we pay it back. Out of the 111 properties we've sold, 77% of them under $500,000. That's our sweet spot. The other 23%, only 9%, of the entire 100% was above $700,000. So we're doing 77% under 500, and between 500 and 700, we're doing like another 13-14%. It's a free $400,000-$500,000 market, $2, $3, $4, and $5. That's where our customers are at. We're sitting with about 840 properties on the market, and it's taken an average of 101 days to sell a property in the month of December. We're sitting with 8 months' supply. That means if you took the 840 and divided it by the 111 that we just sold, that doesn't mean they're closed yet. We've just put them under contract. There's about 8 months' supply. That's not bad. We feel normal is 5 to 6. If it gets above 6 into the 7s, you start to see some pressure on pricing. What I can tell you about pricing right now is that if you're 2s, 3s, and 4s, we can't keep the houses on the market. You get into the 5s and 6s, it's a little soft and prices aren't really going up there. Things that are affecting the market right now are, and these aren't in any necessary order, but the very first thing is interest rates. We've had interest rates frozen for almost 10 years. The Fed just last month decided to let the interest go up about a quarter. Most of that hasn't hit the mortgage market yet. I think you could agree that mortgage has probably gone up about an eighth. The balance of the Fed rate is probably showing up in credit card interest rates and whatever on these flexible rates. But the interesting point here is it's the first of what will probably be many. We're forecasting that interest is going to raise from 4, where it is right now, to near 5% over the next 12 months. If that happens, you're going to lose 10% of your buying power. Really 9, I guess. I like to round it off at 10. So if you could afford a $500,000 house at 4%, you could only afford a $450,000 house at 5%, and so on and so on. So as a result, people are still out buying. The weather's been the biggest factor. I mean, people just haven't stopped showing up. I have currently 8 people in a search. I have 3 transactions under contract, and I have 6 people ready to list their houses just as soon as we make sure we're not going to be, they don't want to list it and get snow for a month, which we did last year. So we're just keeping an eye on the weather. Probably see a lot of inventory come on towards the end of January, and especially right after Super Bowl. That's the 7th of February, so probably about a 15th, you're going to see an onslaught of houses. Job front is affecting us here in New Jersey. We're looking at a steady increase, 7,000-plus jobs in November, last month reported. It's on pace to recover if it holds for the balance of the year, but what we're looking at is probably 60,000 non-farm jobs in New Jersey. That'll be the best in 15 years for New Jersey. So we're headed in the right direction. The issue here is we're still behind the eight ball. The rest of the nation's been back to work for 2 years. In other words, everybody got laid off in the last 10 years, has gotten back to work. New Jersey still has another 3 or 4 years before we achieve that. The rentals in New Jersey, almost impossible to find. We're sitting with a 3% vacancy factor. Foreclosures in New Jersey, still pretty tough. What we're looking at on the foreclosure market is that New Jersey has 1 out of every 11 houses 90 days or more behind in their payments. That means what we're going to see is continued foreclosure activity in New Jersey, and it may be a blessing in disguise because it's putting some inventory on the market, But the foreclosure process is a long, strenuous one, and it takes a long time to find and then close on a foreclosure property. So to recap, it depends where you're at and what price point you're at. If you're all the way over in Holland, it's tough to get people to come over there and take a look. But we do sell houses in Holland. As a matter of fact, in the last 30 days in Holland Township, just to give you a brief, we sold three houses. We had four houses. We had 29 for sale, sold four, got a seven-month supply. It's not really so bad. It's not like we sell none. It's just that the further to the east in Hunterdon County you get, the quicker houses sell. The lower you get in price point, the quicker houses sell. Combine the two, to the east, under five, that's the primary market. That's where we're seeing multiple offers. That's where we're seeing properties go under contract the day they come on the market because we don't have enough inventory. Why don't we have enough inventory? I just explained the short sale situation. We have a lot of people underwater who can't afford to sell their house. They have a $350,000 house. It's only worth $300,000 in order to sell it without going into a foreclosure. They'd have to bring $50,000 to the table. They just can't do it. As a result, they keep making their payments, or maybe not. That's where some of the foreclosures are coming from, and waiting for the prices to come back up. And it's an interesting point. Prices are coming up. We got almost 4%. I would say most of it was under the 500,000 mark, probably over 5. We got very little. And we're going to continue to see another 4% in 2016 and probably an average of 3% for each of the next 4 years thereafter. As a result, by the end of 2018, if nothing else happens catastrophically, we're going to be back to where we were at the end of 2005. So those high prices that everybody dreams about getting back to, it's going to happen. But it's going to happen 4 years from now, 3 years from now, depending where you're sitting in your price point. And as a result, a lot of people are deciding just to move on. I'm going to sell this house. I'm going to buy a bigger one. That price is reduced as well. I'm going to get the advantage there. Time to move on. And we're actually getting to a point where we're seeing people get cabin fever on the sell side. They've been waiting. They've been waiting. We're waiting. The average house sells every 7 years. We're sitting at 8, 9, 10, and 11 years. People are ready to sell. And in effect, they don't want to wait any longer. They're going to come out, put their house on the market. And I think this is the year it's going to happen for a lot of people. So let's come back with a few more commercial breaks. And then we're going to get into some of the just happened real estate facts and then get over into the 55 plus.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, it's Joe Peters again with Real Estate Matters. Let me just finish up with Huntington County. Two figures that I didn't give you. The average list price for new houses coming on the market last month was 4.25. The average sale price was 475. Those are round numbers. You can go to my site, jpeters.com. The average days on market was 100 days. If you take a look, and if you remember I said we sold 111 houses, take a look at Somerset County. What did we do over there? Well, in Somerset County, we sold 234 houses. So we sold about 2.5 times, and that's pretty typical. They sell a lot more houses. First of all, it's a bigger county. Second of all, it's closer to New York. And third of all, they get about 18% more for the same size house, typically on a smaller piece of property than what we have here in Huntington County. So the reason people drive over here is quality of life. It's a great place to live. Turn right at the cows, left at the horses. People love that. In Somerset County, there's a little bit of it at the western end near the Reddington border, but for the most part, it's smaller developments and closer to New York. People love that as well. That's where they would like to live. Huntington County is where they would love to live. Some people just won't commute that far. In price point, if you take a look at Somerset County, I'm sorry, I give the prices backwards before. We listed at $390 in Hunterdon. We're listing houses at 4.25 in Somerset. We listed sold houses at $436 in Hunterdon. We sold houses at $475 on the average in Somerset. They've got about 7 months supply over there. It's a great place to live. I'm involved in both counties very heavily, and there's good and I can't say there's bad. There's good in both, and it just depends what you want. Commute-wise, lifestyle-wise, quality of life-wise. Let me tell you some of the other things that we're seeing happening, and then we're going to get over into the 55-plus subject matter by the half hour. We've got a new set of rules that came into effect in the fourth quarter of last year, and as a result, things started to close using them, and it's taking a little longer. So far, we've seen about 3 days added on to the closing cycle. And as a result of those 3 days, things slowed down a little in the month of December and in the fourth quarter. But I think once we get through this learning curve on these new regs and rules, we'll be back to where we were. But I think in general, most people are going to tell you add a week on. We used to say 6 weeks to close. It's probably going to take you seven at this point in time. Interest rates. First-time buyers are the most at risk with rising interest because they're losing their buying power. But we're seeing interest right around 4%. It depends on your credit, your assets, and your job, what you're earning. But we can sit you down with a certified credit analyst who can go through, tell you what you're qualified for and where you'd be most comfortable. There's a lot of rules that they use as far as rule of thumb. You probably don't want to finance anything more than about 35% of your total gross income, but the mortgage companies will allow you up to 43%. But that starts to get be where it gets played tight. Credit is available. I mean, it's not like there's no mortgage money available. There's plenty of mortgage money available, and the restrictions have let up a little. What we're finding is the first-time buyers, because they, in effect, haven't got a mortgage payment, have gone out and bought the car or the RV or the boat or whatever, and there's a little bit too much debt. And a lot of times we've got to help them balance that down. it's not taking what it used to take to save for a down payment. We used to say, you know, 20%. Still very advisable to have 20%, but we can do down payments with as low as zero. It depends on your credit. It depends on your assets. It depends on your job. But USDA mortgages are available at zero. Conventionals, FHAs, in the 3%, 5%. There's something called mortgage protection insurance, or MPI. If you get under 20%, you're going to have to pay a little bit extra because of that. That's the way the bank hedges their bet on mortgages. But don't think you've got to save 20% in order to buy a house, or 10, or 5. We can get you in easily at 3. So if you're going to go out and buy a $200,000 house, in effect, we need $6,000 up front and probably another 3% for closing. So for about $12,000, you can put the down payment down, you can pay the closing costs off, and there's also ways, creative financing ways, where you can finance a lot of that as well. Money is available, standards have been relaxed, but the biggest thing that's happening, not only are we losing borrowing power because the interest is going up, we're also seeing home prices going up, especially where the first-time buyers are going to buy. So I said these guys got the biggest challenge, and they're very important to us, because when a first-time buyer buys, that guy sold him that house or woman, go out and trade up, and they probably buy, first-time buyer buys in a 150 to 250, next guy is going to buy in a 350 range, next guy's going to buy in a 5, next guy's in a 6s. So it triggers about 4 sales, and then the guy in a 6s typically trades down or right-sizes. We're seeing that 3 to 4% this year, especially under 500,000. We're going to see the same thing next year. It's going to come off a little bit in the subsequent years, more like 3% based on current forecasts. But the time couldn't be better. If you're looking to buy, you need an agent who can help you find those houses the day they're coming on the market. And if you're looking to sell, it couldn't be a better time to list, especially if you're under 500. Over 500, I've got a couple of houses in the 5s and 6s. There's a market for them as well. We're doing very well up there, but it's not going to go as quick as the 3s and 4s. We're taking a look at the appreciation for the next 4 years for the year 2020, and we're seeing the bulls, I guess that's a 5-year span, the bulls are saying about a 30%. The bears are saying about a 14%, but the average is coming out at about 20 to 22%. That's somewhere between 3 and 4% a year. That's not a bad appreciation. Like, say a house, you bought a house this year for $200,000, and the house went up 20% in 4 to 5 years. That means you've got $40,000 in equity. That's the American dream. You're probably paying less than you would on rent, because rents are sky high. There's no rentals available, very few. And you're getting some income tax deduction on your interest and on your property taxes. And instead of just the $12,000 that you put down to get started, if you put 6 and 6 down, you, in effect, are going to wind up with 20% on all of it, not just the $12,000. That's the American dream. The whole pie goes up, not just the down payment portion of it. So rent is up, seller demand is up, and seller demand is sort of what I said, pent up. It's like cabin fever. They've been ready to move for 2 or 3 years and couldn't. Now they can, and they're close enough that they're going to make the move. So we're going to see, I think, a lot of listings come on this year. My book of business right now, I've got 8 different buyers. 2 of them are under contract. 3rd is an investor. I don't consider him a normal buyer, but in effect, he's got a contract out there that we're discussing. I've got 6 sellers ready to put properties on, and we've got, as I said, free offers in. Normally, for this time of the year, we'd be down to about a third of that. So we're seeing, and I still say it's based on the weather, a lot of activity. Two things that are happening that make us different here in Hunterdon County. Where is the last new development you drove past? I mean, if you're like me, the last new development I drove past was about 10 years ago in this area. We're not building new houses. So all we've got to work with, other than the 2 or 3 new houses that go up in each town each year, there's no developments happening. All we got to work with is the inventory that we've got. So if your house is in decent shape, if it's priced to sell, you're going to put it on, you're going to have an offer, just told the customer this evening, that you probably could figure 60 to 90 days to get an offer in and another 60 days to close. Figure 4 to 5 months from the day you put the for sale sign on till the day you sit down at the lawyer's table and exchange money and move on with the rest of your life. So no new homes are affecting it. It's making the homes that we've got worth more. And our open house traffic, I said an open house in Branchburg this weekend. We had 7 people come through. Every one of those people were not lookers. They were out, and I mean as a looker, as a tire kicker. They were out looking to buy. They were buyers. And very encouraging. We're seeing the foot traffic up, and when the foot traffic is up, that means 30, 60, 90 days from then, those people are putting an offer in somewhere, and we're going to see sales. It's an encouraging market from that viewpoint. So let's talk a little about the 55-plus market. Why is this so important? It's important to me for the following reasons. I'm over 55. I'm over 65, and I'm not going to tell you how far. So I am one of the people that I'm trying to service. I've gone through this. I sold my mega mansion in Clinton Township about 5 years ago, and I'm still living in the area. So what I've done is I've sort of found a place to, not my final resting place as far as where I'm going to be for the next 20 years, I hope. But it's in a general area, and I eventually will probably get into more of a one-floor situation. And that's what the 55-plus people are trying to do. They're trying to get out of the situation they're in and into the situation that they can see themselves living in until something catastrophic happens. I mean, let's face it, we all know there's an end somewhere, and we all hope it's quite a distance down the road, and some of us are more lucky than others in that. But during that period of time, you want to enjoy life a little bit more. You want to travel a little bit more. People are working a little longer. I'm over 65. I'm still working and loving it. I mean, I have no intention of ever fully quitting. But at the same time, I'm traveling a little more, and I'm spending a little more relaxation time doing things that are my general interest. Love sport fishing, love sports cars, love professional football, love theater. So, you know, those are the areas of my outlet. I'm finding more time and more money plus time to spend over there. And I think that's what the over 55 market is. My advertisement says as 55 is in your rearview mirror, and you're rapidly approaching 65, or maybe just passing that as well, we should be talking, because I've been through it myself. I can help you understand what your options are, and I can help you meet the professionals in the field of Social Security, of elder care insurance, of getting into Medicare for the first time. It sounds easy. It's not. Of maybe right-sizing with your house to get into a house where you can retire in place. New term that's come around the last 3 or 4 years, but we're finding that only 5% of our elders actually get into a nursing facility. I talked with somebody who's going to be on my very next show. We're going to devote a show to hospitalization for the over 55 next 2 weeks from today. So if today is the 12th, it's going to be on the 26th. And I'm going to have Linda Bryant from Hunterdon County Medical come in, and it's health services come in, and she runs that program for the 55 plus. And she actually matches the program to the people as they come in the door to make sure that they're getting every service that's put forward to them. I got to tell you, one of the things I've gotten involved in Hunterdon County this year is the Leadership Hunterdon program, where they've taken 8 or 10 of us each year for the last 5 years and dropped us through this program that once a month studies a different segment of the workforce and the economy here in Hunterdon County. I am blown away by what I see for the over 55s. We have some of the finest and the highest rated day care centers, not gay care for people, but retirement center, place to go play cards, place to go exercise, place to go use the computers, place to go take a class. We have some of the best hospitalization. We have some of the best Y services and United Way services. There's a lot available in Hunterdon County, and we're going to take each one of those segments and devote a show to it over the next couple of months. So anybody who wants to listen on a semi-biweekly basis, every second week, you're going to find out what we've found out, because I'm going to bring the experts in to talk to you. So when you become over 55, one of two things happens. You keep working if you're fortunate, and a lot of us aren't because the economy tanked at the same time we became 55 and older. But if you can keep working, you probably don't make a lot of these decisions until it's time to retire, or in effect, something dries up, the job's not there anymore, they're making people take early retirement, and then you've got to take a quick inventory, and it shouldn't be quick, it should be in depth, of your assets, of your lifestyles, of your desires. Some of us will go to Florida. Some of us will go to the Carolinas. Some of us will just go to Pennsylvania or Delaware. Some of us will retire in place and stay here. Some of us will do a little of each, and that's what we intend to do. We intend to spend half of our time in New Jersey as we get into retirement years, and half of our time probably in Florida, because we love to sport fish, and we've got a place in mind down there already. So the question is, when is the right time to sell your home? Or is selling your home the right thing to do? I think there are a lot of things to be considered here, but I know what made us sell our house 5 years ago, and that was the house became a burden. The house owned us. We had a 15-year-old, 4,300-square-foot house, and beautiful, 3 acres. I mean, it was the house of our dreams. But we came home on a weekend, worked on a house, and went back to work on Monday. And the following weekend, we came home on a weekend and repeated what I just said. It got to be to the point where we said, what are we doing? I mean, we're really enjoying this house. I mean, it was a beautiful house in a great neighborhood and good neighbors, but the lifestyle wasn't what we wanted. Now, people say, what's the biggest difference that you don't own that big mega mansion anymore? I said, well, it used to take me about 5 minutes to walk out to the mailbox because we had about a 350-foot driveway to curve through the trees. And by the time I got back in, I had a weeding job, and I had a gutter that needed to be repaired, and I had to do something with the sidewalk was in need of repair. And, hey, Brian, how you doing?
How you doing?
So the big difference that I see as of today versus where I was then is I just go get the mail. I mean, and that's the lifestyle I'm looking for. I don't need to weed. I don't need to fix the gutter. I don't need to fix the sidewalk. And some people are coming up to that point and saying, maybe I should just rent, or maybe I should buy a townhouse where I don't have all of that work outside to be doing. And in effect, the decision gets made by different people at different points in their life. But I think sooner or later, no matter who you are, at some point you're going to decide, I don't need this big house anymore. But I love living in Hunterdon County. So what are my options? That's where a realtor like myself and a senior like myself can help you sift through what your options are. And one of the other things that comes along are major life events, a crippling or debilitating disease. It hits some of us quicker than others, and we're all going to at some point in time have to face that. Maybe an aging parent wants to live closer to adult children or other caretakers. I mean, that's considerable, or come live with you. Or maybe you want to live closer to where your children are, and they're not in Hunterdon County. So, I mean, Hunterdon County may not be where you want to retire in place. There's also financial concerns that make it difficult to keep a home going. Once one or both either retire or get laid off before they're ready to retire, then you've got to sort of add up what's going on and take a quick look at what it is you want to do and decide whether or not it's the right time to put the house on the market and maybe get into something that's a little more affordable. I know I worked with a fellow about 5 years ago, lived in Flemington. His job dried up. He's over the 55 mark, but I don't think it was to 60 yet. And he decided to, and this was 5 years ago, so things are better now than then. He decided to go just into Pennsylvania, where it was a lot cheaper, until he got back on his feet. And that worked for him. It may not work for you. You also need to have the support services where you're going to be going. A lot of people make up their decision on where they're going to be by whether or not the hospitals are good for them, where they're going, and that it's the quality of life that they're looking for. So once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors with Realty Matters and 55 Plus, a combination of the two shows today. I'm going to play a few of our paid sponsors, starting with my own, and I'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time. Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hey, it's Joe Peters again. Let me go through one more commercial, and then we're going to be back with some of the items that we're talking about.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, it's Joe Peters again. So we're going to get back into what a senior real estate specialist is. Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye. My friend Brian stopped in, and he will be on one of our future shows, so you'll get to meet him in person. Having a professional network is a big part of being a seniors expert, because There are so many things you need to do when you get your house ready for sale, when you have to go through the inspection and repair process, when you have to go through the process of showing it and getting it sold. I mean, you got things like painters and handymen and specialists for clutter, big area. I mean, a lot of people just collect things. I know we did. We had a whole bunch of stuff from yard sales, and in effect, we had to get that all out of the basement, even to show the house. Staging, if you don't have furniture in certain rooms, I'm working with a stager right now that's working with one of my customers, didn't have anything in the living room. So she helped them go out and buy furniture that would be great in their next house that would look good in the living room where they're at. You need to move. You need a senior moving specialist, or at least a moving specialist. A lot of housekeeping services. One of the things I do when I list a house, it's just my style. I try to do a little more because I think people appreciate it, and it definitely sells the house quicker, is I bring a cleaning service in and clean the house before the first open house. We do professional photography on the house. So when it's time, and not just necessarily a senior, those are things I think that bring extra value to the table. Other issues are, what are your family members thinking about? I mean, this is not just your decision. It really is at the end of the day. But somebody once said the first third of your life, you take care of the kids. The second third, you take care of yourselves. And the third, the kids take care of you. So you're going to have to get the family buy-in, at least that they're comfortable with you. You can still make the last decision. You got to understand the tax consequences. Getting you introduced to tax people so that you can talk out what's available from a tax viewpoint, what your things you're not even thinking of. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, and you go onto my Facebook site and it's there for a replay, we had a Social Security specialist come in. When you get close to Social Security, you can take your spouse's Social Security retirement and let him keep working. Now, that's going to change, but if you've got an ex-spouse and you're single and you're ready to retire, but you're not 65 yet, or you got to be 62, you could start collecting on your ex. There's a whole bunch of things that can be done. And then who's going to be acting in your behalf? Is one of your children going to be your manager or manage your estate for you? Or are you just going to, like I'm doing my own. I'm not ready for the kids to take over yet, thank God. Knock on for Micah one more time. But sometimes you get the kids even assisting. And if the kids are assisting, and they may want you closer to them. Like my kids all live down in Saraville and Fervor. That's 30, 40 miles from here. If I was a senior and needed help, it would be unreasonable to expect them to come up here on a weekly basis. So one of the things I do as a senior retail, as real estate specialist, SRES, is I've been trained to understand these facts, to go over with them with you and your family, and then get you into things like housing options. The first housing option is, well, what kind of a lifestyle are you looking for? You could do from a minimal, if you're single, share an apartment with a friend or somebody else in your same situation. If both of you are fortunate enough to still be together, you can do a rental. Sell a house, do a rental, put the money into investment properties or investments, and let your investment counselor aid you in that. I have no legal right to do that, and I'm not allowed to. But or you could maybe, like we're doing, is just saying, let's buy another place, sort of a 5-year purchase, maybe a 10-year purchase, so that we can see ourselves here for the next 10 years. Prices are down, the place will come up. So understanding the housing's options available to you, and then getting into a housing option that suits your needs, your goals. And eventually we're all going to need some assisted living where we get, and it's one of the things that Linda Bryant's going to talk about in 2 weeks, if you need people to come in and help you, if you need services within the county to get around, if you need senior services, you need things to do. You're both retired. You really don't have a lot of general interest that fill up 100% of your time. We have a great senior center. So a lot of things there. As once again, only 5 to 10% of our people ever wind up in nursing homes. And I was amazed at that statistic when I first got into this program. I think, in effect, it's a statistic that speaks for itself. There's a lot of other options. And then continued care, steps in choosing your continued care. These are things that are a little further down the pike, but as a senior real estate specialist, it's something I can help you work with. The other thing is you may have the right house. It just needs some adaptation. Most seniors want to get into a one-floor living facility. So in that, what you need to do is to take a property that you can see yourself living in and hold on 1 second. We have some background news there, noise there, news too, I guess. You're going to want to get into a single floor living facility and be able to, and you want to do that probably 10 years before you need it, because I know I myself, it's harder to get up and down the stairs than it used to be. I still do it. It's good exercise. But at some point, it's not going to be good exercise. It's going to be a chore. And one of the things we're thinking about is our next place should be on one floor. And as I said, we're past the 65 mark, but we're looking at adapting. More than right now, we're in a two-floor townhouse, really three floors, because there's a finished rec room downstairs, which we hardly ever go down to. But our next place, and we're talking, I don't know, 3-4 years out, will be a single floor. And that single floor will be with parking at the same level, one or two steps up, if any, and the ability not to have to go up and down steps. We intend to age in place, but we intend to do it on a part-time basis. We're going to have a facility up here, like I just described. And we're probably going to have another facility in Florida, which we rent half the time, which will probably just about pay for it. The balancing act there is, well, the time you rent, it's really a good time. So you got to sort of think that out as well. Next thing is meeting your health care needs. Your health care is super, super important to you. You need to understand your needs. Depending on your current health situation, you probably have a bevy, is that a good word for it, but an assortment of doctors and physicians that you're already using. In a lot of cases, they're nearer to your job than to your home. I know in my better half, Marilyn, most of her doctors are down in Piscataway because she works for Rutgers in a Piscataway area. But as you get towards retirement, you got to sort of rethink that. Are you going to drive down to Piscataway every time you need to see a doctor, or are you going to find another doctor here in Hunterdon County that can do the same thing? Your Medicare, Medicaid, it's an important understanding that I have a guy that's going to be on with me that's going to walk you through what you do when you get to be 65 or 66. Depending on the year you're born, I think most people aren't going to be able to fully retire till 66. So everybody can partially retire at 62, but there's tremendous financial implications if you do that. Other things to consider are meals. Can you cook for yourself? Home repair. Maybe you need an on-call Mr. Fix-It. Pet care. You got the dog. I mean, we always outlive our pets. It's always sad when they go, but great memories. But it may be the time that you need a pet to have something to do when you retire, or maybe the pet's too much of a chore at certain points. So a lot of things to go through, and I do take a lot of time with people to make them understand what their options are as we go through that. And it's not just the people involved. It's a lot of times their extended family as well. Home and community-based senior services. Is there adult daycare? There's always for hire adult daycare, but aging resource centers. Here in Hunterdon County, we have some excellent day centers where you can go do all the things I mentioned before. Very important. A lot of people are looking to have some friends as they retire. And if you're not in an over 55 community, having a day center where you can go in and participate in some of the things that are happening, some of the social events, is very, very key. Also, understanding home health services, modifications for the home, if your home needs to be modified in order to make it wheelchair accessible, or maybe based on your situation, accessible in a way that it's not currently accessible. You're also going to need legal assistance, and some senior housing options need to be considered. Transportation, we have a wonderful transportation system here with the Hunterdon Link service. So another thing I get into people with, and we're just about coming up on 5 minutes too, so we've got about 3 minutes left, are the financial considerations. People start talking about, does a reverse mortgage make sense to my situation? Reverse mortgages aren't as risky as a lot of people think they are. All it is a way of taking some money out of your mortgage on a basis. You still own the house. You will always own the house. It will be passed on in your estate, but whatever you've taken out, it's going to be deducted from the value, plus some interest. That's where the bank makes their money. Reverse mortgages are really good if your house is paid for and you just don't have enough money to retire on a month-to-month basis, but you do want to stay where you're at. That's where a reverse mortgage comes in. I have several reverse mortgage experts that can help in those areas. There's other ways to help with the expenses. There are senior programs, and we can match you up with the right senior program to see if there's exterior help financially. And then when the time finally comes to sell your house, when the time is right to maybe move in with the daughter, well, then there's financial consequences there. And I've got attorneys lined up and resources lined up that can help you understand those things as well. So the picture I'm trying to paint is it is a large decision when it's time to make the right decisions after you're 55 years old. The first 10 years after 55 are pretty self-sufficient years. You're going to do some adjusting. You're going to do some more traveling. You're going to do maybe retire quicker than you thought of because of business consequences. You're going to probably get into the right house to move forward with if you're going to retire in place. And in years from 65 on, taking a lot of those other considerations I just talked about. So it's Joe Peters at Weichert. My territory is all of Hunterdon County and Somerset County along the 78 border up to about 287 plus a few miles. And I'm going to play my commercial one more time and then go to the news. And then what we're going to do is we're not going to have a program next week, but the week after we're going to have Linda Bryant here from Hunterdon Healthcare. We're going to talk about all of the things that are available to you as an aging senior from the Hunterdon Healthcare basis. So Joe Peters with Realty Matters and 55 Plus. The two shows were sort of intermingled today. Going forward, we're going to keep them a little more segregated, but I'm glad you listened. I hope you'll give me a buzz if you've got any questions, and I'd more than love to just talk to you if you just need to understand things. If you've got a business situation where you're considering buying or selling, I'd love to talk to you about that as well. And I am a wealth of resources. I know, because I belong to the Chamber of Commerce, where to find the attorneys, where to find the Mr. Fix-Its, where to find the inspection services, the cleaning services, and so on. Thank you for listening. Hope to hear from you again in the near future. And Joe Peters signing out.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own.
Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire processed food technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
This is a year where we are going to give the country a bold